afternoon. This is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, last week, I talked to Jacques van Delft, who is the director of the solar section of the Astronomical Society of Southern Africa, who's an expert on solar weather and solar storms. And he mentioned that actually the solar weather, that is solar storms and sunspots and coronal mass ejections and all these things that the sun does, actually has an influence on our climate. And I didn't know this. So Jacques, thank you very much for coming back to talk to us on Fine Music Radio. And you're going to describe this extraordinary way in which this happens. I know you talked to me a few minutes ago and went through all this, but it really is quite involved and really very, very interesting. So good afternoon, Jacques.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, Kershaw. Thank you for having me again on your show and talking about my study of solar activities and climatic influence.
So what is the mechanism? How? Because we know about the heat from the sun, the solar radiation that comes to us, and our lovely atmosphere protects us from a lot of that radiation. But you're talking about something else here, a different kind of energy that comes from the sun that affects our climate. So please do describe what this is to myself and to the listeners.
Okay, quickly first, the solar has an 11-year cycle. It has a minimum where you don't have that much solar activities going on because the lack of sunspots, and then you've got a solar maximum with a lot of solar activities as we see it these days because we are at the maximum of the solar cycle. Now, during the minimum of the solar cycle, I noticed with my study that all the droughts in South Africa took place in the minimum of the solar cycle. So there must be a connection. So in my study, I actually was looking for an explanation because I saw it happening. Now, I came up with the following sequence of events. When the solar storm happens and it hits the Earth's atmosphere, they become visible as the auroras. The auroras generate heat up to 2,500 degrees Celsius in that area. Now, above the polar region, because of the cold, we have a constant low-pressure system, which is called the polar vortex. Now, the polar vortex is the one that is becoming unstable because of a solar storm. And when the polar vortex is influenced and becoming unstable, it boils down to another region where a jet stream is actually circling around that polar vortex region on a lower atmospheric level. Now, as soon as the polar vortex, it disturbs the jet stream as well. It actually goes from a normal horizontal flow of wind going around the polar region. It becomes wavily and it becomes disturbed. And that causes the development of low-pressure systems just from the polar region into the low-pressure zone, as the meteorologists are calling that.
So I have a question here, Jacques, which is, when there's been a lot of solar activity, what is the effect on our climate down here in South Africa? What have you observed?
Okay, my observation is that when the jet stream is disturbed and you get low-pressure systems, in summer, those low-pressure systems are actually sucking air to the low-pressure cell from the tropical region because that's where the moisture comes from. So it sucks it from the tropical region right over South Africa, and that's where the summer rainfall is coming from. In wintertime, this moisture band of clouds is moving together with the sun to the north of the equator, and it becomes out of reach of those low-pressure cells. And that's why you only get in the southern parts of South Africa your winter rain season. It comes actually with the circulation of those low-pressure cells. It sucks in the air from the ocean beneath us, and that will give you the cold fronts and the winter rainfall.
So after all these solar storms that we've had recently and this solar maximum, can we expect more rain?
Well, at this moment, the sun is already, you know, going to the northern parts of the equator. So my prediction is that we get a little bit more moisture coming from the south, not from the north. So, yes, we can see some more rainfall in the Cape and some more cold conditions, you know, further up north in the central parts and northern parts of South Africa.
All right, folks. So now you heard it here on Fire Music Radio. Jacques van Delft, who's an expert on solar activity, is saying we could be in for a bit more rain than expected this winter. and possibly a bit more cold as well. So, Jacques van Delft, thank you very much for talking to us further about solar weather and about our nearest star and its influence on us. That was most interesting, and I hope to hear from you again in the future. So thanks very much, Jacques.
Thanks for having me.
All right, for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.